The fear, anger, and anxiety that gripped Binghamton, New York after a shooting rampage yesterday has shifted to a stunned state of mourning and reflection. Reflection over lives lost, lives saved, and the state of mind that may have led a man to take so many lives than his own at an immigrant services center. Four other people were critically wounded. The investigation and preparations for funerals for the dead, counseling for survivors, are the order of the day as this small southwestern New York City tries to make sense of the worst tragedy in its history. Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio reports.
Friday afternoon, emergency vehicles were still out in force in this faded neighborhood not far from Binghamton's downtown. The American Civic Association is a beloved place here. Immigrants from Kazakhstan, Iraq, the Philippines, all over the world, come to learn English and network for jobs. Wintong Lu took classes here after he immigrated from China.
All the new guys, you know, come to this city from other countries, they have to start from here. Very, very good place for us, you know.
But on this day, the association's brick porch was shrouded in blue plastic as local and federal authorities began their investigation. At a press conference, Binghamton Police Chief Joseph Sikuski described the attack as premeditated and merciless.
The suspect had put a car against the back door, blocking any possible exit by possible victims.
Sikuski says the first alarm was raised at 10:30 a.m. by one of the center's receptionists, who was critically wounded but still managed to dial 911.
She pretended she was dead. After he shot her, she went down to the ground.
Police arrived minutes later. After a search that lasted for hours, they determined that the gunman had taken his own life after executing a classroom full of people. The shooter is believed to be an Asian American who went by the name Jiverly Wong. Police say he had some connection to the center, but they haven't speculated about a possible motive. Friday evening, families and survivors were still gathering at the Catholic Charities headquarters a few blocks away from the immigrant center. They came hoping for information and comfort, but spokeswoman Marcia Maroney said it was a painful vigil.
More and more worry as the day wore on because these people have been waiting a long time and we still don't have the names of the victims.
As dusk was falling, drizzle settled over the city. Amri Yagal emerged from the Catholic Charities office looking shattered.
So I'm going to go home and just keep hoping.
Yagal said his wife, Dolores, who's 53 years old, was in the classroom Friday morning. Authorities still haven't told him her fate.
All of the people who are alive and well have been accounted for, and she's not one of those. They feel almost certain that if she was there, then she is one of the ones that didn't get out.
Yagal said his wife came from the Philippines 3 years ago and has been studying English so she can get a better job.
Tremendous morals. Perfect wife. She's a very good girl.
Are you really okay to just go home by yourself tonight? I mean, seriously.
Well, I think so. I have had offers to stay. But Doris says if she is okay, she will come home first.
As hope faded, families from across Binghamton were gathering at the Redeemer Lutheran Church to mourn the dead. One comfort from yesterday's attack was that 26 people managed to escape uninjured after hiding in a basement boiler room. They barricaded themselves in until SWAT teams secured the building. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Binghamton, New York.
You know, when we cover a news event like the killings in Binghamton, which we must, many listeners complain that news organizations seem to cover the shooter more than the victims, and this just seems to reward the killer's hunger for attention. Many listeners wonder if all the attention doesn't just encourage others. So as we go on the air today, there is not much hard information being reported about the 13 people who were killed at the American Civic Association. You just heard that man speaking about his wife. But we must note that all of Binghamton, city of 50,000, known for its handsome homes along neat streets, has been wounded. And local police are calling that receptionist a real hero. She apparently pretended to be dead. on the floor of the Civic Association and yet had the bravery and the determination to stay on the phone with police to tell them about the horror going on inside. This is NPR News.